Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sentence spent. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kinder black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every church is involuntary. Every inmate won't commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything.
Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Every knock wanna hit a crack in a park or a Pontiac, where every little sin is still a rent, and every roach is a resident. Every truth ain't evident. Every slave story present tense. Every uprising consequence. Every time it be something sweet. Every banker's a fucking thief. Everybody better holler with me. Every fiend need $1.50. Every crime that I did was petty. Every criminal is rich already. Every landlord got a complex. Every single is a bomb threat. Every single may I hate my verse. Everybody they gon' get it first. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We on the network?
We're on the network.
What's going on?
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow.
intense.
Nor can more.
He should have been more specific.
Hatred, Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Hatred, Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come onto the show.
Jesus Christ. Turn them off! These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Fits the bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up!
Is that Vincent the gay or what?
Vince the bay?
The gay bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the bay.
Yeah, right me.
Vince is a swamp troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the bay?
Vince in the bay.
The gay bay.
Vince in the bay.
Representing the bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Merci de nous rappeler.
We're on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Hey everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. It's going down to the hometown. Oh, welcome to your Thursday night mega show, aka Disorderly Conduct. Excuse me, while I kiss this guy. Always gotta hydrate. It's good for you, kids. Big ups to Patriot Greg and Space Poet for kicking it with me here in the chat room early on. We're gonna chit chat it up.
there's anything on your mind, feel free to call in. The number's 347-826-7667. This is a call-in show. Your calls dictate where we take the conversation. But if it starts with you calling in first at 347-826-7667. Now, I guess at this point I'm supposed to drone on about how ridiculous it was that... well, okay, first of all, let me say, earlier I was in another BTR host show, and there's a co-host on this show, that show in question, that used to be a regular troller on my show, and now I guess they're a legitimate co-host. Although I've noticed one thing about the Nature Boy. The Nature Boy does not have a BTR account, or does he? Why doesn't Nature Boy have the balls to get the sheriff? The sheriff doesn't have a BTR account. What's he hiding? What's he afraid of? That's right. Nobody cares. Neither do I. I was trying to pretend like I did, but I know. Call me, 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent LeBay, not Tokyo Joe. We'll be right back.
Patriot Greg.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, unmuted. Vince in the Bay here, kicking it freestyle with you on a Thursday night. It is a very quiet night. There's not a lot of folks around. I don't know what the deal is. Maybe there's some other show going on. Larry's doing a show right now. Maybe everybody's over there. But I don't know where everybody is. It's kind of quiet tonight, but that's all right.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
Exactly. Exactly, Larry. Oh, well, we roll with it here. This is Vince in the Bay. I am looking at my chit-chat room, and I got Space Poet in there, Patriot Greg, Pegasus, 031475. Not to be confused with Pegasus 031474, of course. Or 73 for that matter. Or 76. you get the picture. Okay, Vince in the Bay here with you. Taking your calls. Your calls take priority. 347-826-7667. What up, Blue Goose? Welcome to the program this evening. I'm, once again, Vince in the Bay. I'll be your agent provocateur for the next hour and 40 minutes here on Blog Talk Radio. Give me a call. This is a call-in show. Calls take priority. 347-826-7667. I haven't really been keeping up with the news lately, but from what I can tell, Egypt is the latest country in the Middle East, especially on the Mediterranean coast. Egypt, another country with massive protests. And these protests have been going on for a while, and they're intensifying as clashes are spreading across the Middle East. I think this all started more or less with Tunisia, and it's become sort of it's spread throughout all these countries. And but there's a lot of speculation about these color revolutions that come along, like the revolution in Tunisia is the Jasmine Revolution, just like they had the Green Revolution, that lame Twitter Green Revolution in Iran 2 years ago. How embarrassing was that for people to tint their avatars green? And I had some, I had people block me on Twitter because I was giving them shit about the whole Iran, let's stand up for Iran bullshit. All these coups, all these color revolutions that you see, the Jasmine Revolution here in Tunisia, these are all CIA-run coups. And they work sometimes, and sometimes they fail miserably. And I don't know what's going on in Tunisia. I haven't really followed it at all. But apparently they're trying to do what they did in the Ukraine 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, Ukraine, that Orange Revolution. Then they had the Rhodes Revolution in Georgia, I think it was. I can't keep up with all these color revolutions. And it's so obvious. They do it the same way. So, yeah. So this is the CIA working again, operating with... and a lot of these protests, they're not even... I heard a reporter... from in Egypt, reporting on these protests, these riots and stuff, and it's all just middle class people. It's not the poor people aren't even. I mean, it's just a small minority of squeaky wheels. I mean, kind of like the anti-war movement in this country, or a Tea Party, or whatever grassroots movement you want to point to. Yeah. So I'm a little. I think it's a little suspect, this whole Jasmine Revolution. But I'd love somebody to set the record straight for me, because I haven't really been keeping up with the news lately. I've been kind of busy doing a lot of shit. I really wish I did pay closer attention. I watched or I listened to that State of the Union the other day. Ridiculous. Just the most vanilla, bland, boring, rambling speech. Uninspired. He's a broken record. I mean, come on, we've heard it already. You know, there's no... The honeymoon's over and done with. I mean, he's pretty much out the door. But whatever. Good times. Vince in the Bay here with you. 347-826-7667. I welcome your calls to all my comrades in the chat room, namely Blue Goose, Patriot Greg, and Pegasus. Glad to have you folks here. I don't know where everybody else is. There's no Ken Moore, no Jew, no Moxie. I don't know. Somebody else must be having a show, and I just don't even know about it. So what else is going on? What else is going on? So I don't know if you guys follow Webster Tarpley, but... I listen to this guy. I think he's kind of wacko. He's kind of a wacko. You know, he's kind of kooky, but so am I. And I think that's why I kind of like him and like listening to him. I don't think I agree with all of his ideas politically, but he is an amazing source of information, and he comes up with this, like, his commentary is unlike any commentary you're going to get anywhere else. But yeah, just check out his page, tarpley.net, which is where I'm going to read this next little thing until I bore you all to death and you call in. So here he's talking about Tunisia and the Jasmine Revolution. And he's calling it the Hunger Revolution. Washington's imperialist planners now believe that they have successfully refurbished their existing model of CIA color revolution or postmodern coup. This method of liquidating governments had been losing some of its prestige after the failure of the attempted plutocratic Cedars Revolution in Lebanon, the rollback of the hated IMF NATO Orange Revolution in the Ukraine, the ignorant... What? Oh, the collapse of the June 2009 Twitter revolution in Iran and the widespread discrediting of the U.S.-backed Roses Revolution in Georgia because of the warmongering and oppressive activities of fascist madmen like Saakashvili. The imperialist consensus is that now that Tunisian events free figure to a new version of People Power Coup, specifically adapted to today's reality, specifically that of world economic depression, breakdown, crisis, and disintegration of globalized casino economy. The Tunisian tumults are being described in the U.S. press as the Jasmine Revolution, but it is far more accurate to regard them as a variation on the classic Hunger Revolution. The Tunisian ferment was not primarily a matter of the middle class desire to speak out, vote, and blog. It started from the Wall Street to blah-bitty-blubity-blubity-blubity-blub-blub-blah. So he goes on about blah-bitty-blubity-gobbly-gook. And he contends that this whole WikiLeaks thing, this Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, are all CIA operatives. So that's where he's coming from. Whatever, it is what it is. Hey, let's check in with 50 Rubles and see what's cooking tonight. What's cooking, Rubles?
Oh, not home. I figured I'd try to make sliders tonight, man, with some mushrooms and some onions. Hear me?
Say that again. You're kind of breaking up. Say that again.
Hold on. Hello?
What's cooking, man? Hey.
Oh.
Hey. 50 Rubles, what's up? What's cooking?
Oh, I'm cooking some. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You're great.
Oh,
what's up?
Okay. Oh, we're cooking little sliders tonight, like Wendy's Burger. White Castle.
Sliders. Got it. Sounds good.
Yeah. With some mushrooms.
Are you garnishing that with anything?
Yeah, we're going big. We're going with cheese and mushrooms.
Excellent.
Yeah. And, some French fries on the side, man. We're going to try to go fucking huge tonight and make French fries.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
sounds
yeah.
Good.
Well, the fucking organic tomato, I was the onion was $1.
The onion was $1?
Yeah, what kind of, seriously, a fucking $1 onion? Who the fuck ever heard of that, dude?
Well, now that we're in this economic global depression, you're seeing inflation skyrocketing, Chris, and food and fuel prices are going to continue to climb.
Okay. Hey, did I ever tell you the story about Whole Foods?
No, what's up?
All right, man. All right, them assholes. They're opening up a store right by my house here, right? I don't care about them. Anyway, about 15 years ago, they opened up a store in Michigan, and my buddy, he's a potato farmer, and he wanted to sell potatoes.
Yeah.
And he grows, organic potatoes and proper pig shit manure, like fucking proper ass, just like pig shit potatoes, like the real shit that you would eat, that's why you wash them.
Right.
Anyway, this motherfucker, he went over to the Whole Foods market with a couple bags of potatoes, a couple hundred pounds, and asked them to buy the potatoes, and they wouldn't buy them for him because they had to ship them in from California. This is a fucking organically, locally produced fucking Whole Foods got to bring in fucking tomatoes and potatoes from California. Even in California, we're paying for tomatoes from fucking
Insane. When will the madness end?
Well, 2012. That's another thing I want to talk about is Armageddon. And the Armageddon burger. All right, man. I just talk to you tomorrow, man. That's the kitchen report.
All right. Well, that's
hey, how was the show? What's going on the show tonight?
50 rubles. What?
What's going on the show tonight? You got any special guests?
So far just you, dude.
Shit. Oh, you want me to call back in later after I cook the burger?
Yeah, you call us back and give us a post game wrap up. Tell us how the meal turned out.
Yeah, no problem. I'll call you back in an hour.
Alright, cool. Sounds good, man.
Alright, mustard.
Alright, bro, late. There he is, 50 rubles. That's another segment of What's Cooking with 50 Rubles. We'll check back in with him later. He'll give us the scoop on how that meal turned out. Again, he went with the sliders tonight. Sliders and some sort of potato fries. He's making some fresh French fries. Or freedom fries, if you will. I'm sorry, Patriot Greg. Patriot Greg, call in. Why don't you join me here and let's break things down here. You might have some knowledge about WikiLeaks. What's your opinion? Do you think WikiLeaks is a CIA cover operation? Because think about it. If WikiLeaks gets like sort of like the underground approval or the you know, people kind of like are sticking up, especially people on the left are really sticking up for WikiLeaks. And what if they're all dupes? What if WikiLeaks is just there, you know? But they are. WikiLeaks is doing other interesting stuff. They are. I mean, they're releasing stuff about like Wall Street executives and stuff, and they're doing all kinds of shit, dude. They're not just exposing just the government. In fact, that's like. A lot of people are saying the stuff that they did leak from the government was. I mean, none of it was really that damaging. But it was big enough to make headlines and sort of give this credibility, lend some credibility to WikiLeaks. And I think WikiLeaks I think it is a CIA front operation. And if it's not, it might as well be. I think it essentially assumed that role. Maybe it was kind of like anything else. It was started off with good intentions, but it was, you know, since co-opted by somebody else. It was, God damn it, that goddamn fucking train will not stop fucking honking. Seriously, did you hear that? There it is again. That train will not stop. I live right near a train station, by the way. And this train will not shut the fuck up. Like, usually they go, furt. This one is literally just going, furt, 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 furt. It's like, all right, we get it. You're a train. Get over it. Shut up already. My God. All right, people, give me a call. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. And, I'll be right back.
So before I blow a goddamn head gasket, and before I start throwing this damn desk chair outside my office window here to start causing a ruckus, I'm going to get the hell off of here. Because I cannot believe that this country is what I spent 5 years screaming, hooping, and hollering about on this broadcast when nobody gives two rats' asses. And then, you know, yesterday I got some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince at the Bay calling me up saying that I'm not a patriot and that I'm some disgrace or something because I'm encouraging those that are listening in to the Capitalist Radio Show to go out and invest in emerging markets because this market is about to implode. You know? I mean, this is why I'm saying, folks, if you're going to take anything away from my show and my commentary, remember this. These people are idiots. All right? They're all idiots. And you're only going to have people in your inner circle for as long as they're loyal. You know? Without loyalty, it's nothing. There's nothing.
Straight on the earth. not gay. Is that Vince from the Bay? And so now your Vince is not gay because everybody thinks that because you're from the Bay, you're gay?
Man.
I don't know. What's that about, Vince?
Oh, man. I hope. Well, yeah. I don't know. I was going to say, well, it's a shame if he's not happy. So I assume that
I'm pretty sure
man.
He's talking about the other gay.
Man, that's sad, man. It don't even matter, man.
Saying that he's not. I don't think, you
it
know.
Really don't, player. If they was tripping off you being from the Bay, making speculation, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm sure it probably matters to him if he's not gay and he's trying to get the ladies and people be thinking he's gay. That's not good.
Right.
But if, you know, if you're gay, be gay. But you're not gay.
Yeah.
And that's why you're saying you're not gay. So, yeah you don't want to be thought of as gay if you're not gay because that kind of messes up your game a little bit.
Yeah.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
It's Vince in the Bay. That's right. I got a lot of shit going on here. Yeah, all right. Let's take care of that. All right. Get rid of the echo. And we're back. I'm back. Vince in the Bay here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number to join me here live on the air. We can chop it up about whatever you want. I was talking about the Jasmine Revolution that's going on in what's going on in Tunisia. But right now in Cairo, shit is going down. I mean, I shouldn't even be talking about the Jasmine Revolution. That's last week's news. This week, the news is Egypt. Today, the story is Egypt. Cairo is on fire. It's kind of scary, actually. There's, like, tanks patrolling the street and stuff. Shit's going down. All right, so Ken Moore is here, and apparently he just came from the Cowpoke show, and that was a real hoot. Somebody convinced, or Ken convinced him that I am Bill Ghost. I'm Bill and Ghost, and that Moxie is Debbie, and you're really Snake and a Jew. Yeah, we are voice actors. All three of us are out of work voice actors. He nailed us, Ken. My God, you're kidding me. That guy's onto us. Yes, he got us. I guess I should just put the disclaimer on my program now. You guessed it. I don't know how he did that. He's good. Ken Moore, myself, and Moxie, we're all out of work voice actors. We've created all these characters ourselves. Old Rooter, Bill Wagoner, Ghost. The list goes on. Right? Snake, yeah. Snake, Tony the Roofer, Bill Clinton, all those voices are all either myself or Ken Moore. Yeah. And any female voices you hear, like Debbie Daly, Desert Rose, I don't know. And pretty much any female voice you hear on late night BTR is pretty much Moxie. When she disappears for a while, that means she's doing like three or four different shows. It's really a lot of work. You know, I believe Ken, you're doing a stage right now. Ken is actually stage right show. Nobody knows that. But there you have it, the scoop. Hey, let's bring on Ken Moore now. Ken, what's going on? Give us fill us in on what's going on.
sorry, I was just wrapped up the Insider Extreme Cam over there on the Stage Right show. I was running a little bit late. But evidently, there's three people that are doing all these shows on Blog Talk Network. And those three people are out-of-work voice actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how he caught on to us so quick. It's crazy. He's amazing.
You see, that's why he's the doctor.
He's on the case. So that's the Cowpoke Show or the Bill Clinton Show?
The Cowpoke Show from tonight. It's,
right.
He gets trolled pretty hard. The show was basically taken over. Yeah, his show was taken over. By, I'm sorry. I did two voices in a takeover. And then there was another voice, which I'm guessing was you, because it had a little bit of Latino. And I can't do a Latino voice.
Oh, yeah. Who does Goofy's voice? Do I do Goofy's voice?
I'm guessing you do. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. You don't do Goofy's voice. I do. I do the Hispanics. I do VMAC. I do VMAC. I do all the black voices and all the Hispanic voices.
But just to clarify, Patriot Greg really does Patriot Greg's voice.
Thank you. Very nice.
That's right. Patriot Greg and I had a nice little conversation this afternoon on my my other show.
Yeah.
Patriot
Greg. I like Greg. I had a long, extended conversation with him on another show afterwards, and I respect the man. You know, don't agree with him on some things, but I respect the man, and I like him. I know that's
Patriot
not funny.
Greg.
So I'm Patriot Gregging.
More so because you're fondling your microphone and I can hear it.
I was just moving it on my head. I'm not fondling it.
Well, sounds like you're fondling it.
I'm fondling something there. Oh.
Yeah, it sounds like you're fondling something.
And speaking of fondling, hi, Space Poet.
So, have you been watching the news? Apparently, Cairo is going up in flames now.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. Damn, I'm missing it.
The whole Mediterranean, all the Arab states on the in the Mediterranean, the southern Mediterranean area, like Egypt, Tunisia, Lebanon, all these countries are having these people's party coup type shit going on.
What channel is that? Because Greta's not showing it.
Let me see. Well, nobody's talking about it. You're going to go on the internet. Yeah, Ed is still talking about the goddamn expressions on people's faces at the State of the Union. Get a fucking life, Ed. Is that seriously investigatory journalism right there?
Speaking of investigating journalism... I was brought into a conference call. That's why I was running late. Between Mr. Wagner and Corey LeCue, better known as Ranger 75.
Uh-huh. And what happened on that?
Let's just say I'm not going to put everything out on the air, but... he's a nutcase that needs to check himself into rehab and get some serious help, mental help as well as recovery, going to recovery.
And so what should Corey do?
Corey should follow.
Ditto, huh? Both of them.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. You know what? From Corey, I'm not really surprised. Doesn't surprise me. I don't know.
Yeah,
he sounds like a guy that's got issues. I think a lot of people here on have issues. I think I think Blog Talk Late Night attracts a certain type of dysfunctional character, and you know, some people wear their dysfunction a little bit more on their sleeve than others.
Yep. I mean, I'm mentally ill, but I admit it.
Yeah. It's easier to build a bridge once you admit it.
Yep. I mean, I admit that I am a masturbation addict.
So check this out. Web activists called for mass protests across Egypt on Friday to end President Mubarak's three-decade rule after protesters clashed with security forces late into the night in the eastern city of Suez. Now, why is there a city in Egypt that's got a Spanish name? Isn't Suez, like, Spanish? Doesn't it sound Latin? Okay, so it says, emboldened by this month's revolt in Tunisia, the topple of its long-serving leader, Egyptians have staged mass protests since Tuesday in an unprecedented outburst of anger against Mubarak's strong-handed rule. This is a quote, "This is a revolution," one 16-year-old protester said. "Every day we're coming back here." Bloobity, blobity, bloobity. There, Egyptians, Muslims, and Christians will go out to fight against corruption, unemployment, and oppression and absence of freedom. Sounds like the fucking Tea Party, except for the Muslim part.
And
these
are all
like the Tea Parties. These are the Tea Parties in all the Arab states. They're all having massive Tea Parties now. But in those states, like, people fucking die and shit in their Tea Parties.
Yeah.
Egypt on fire. Oh my God, it's crazy, man. And meanwhile, Ed is talking about fucking, is trying to see how hard he can diss John Boehner. Yeah, that's using your journalistic integrity pretty well, you fucking moron.
So, let me get this straight. Obama went to Egypt last year.
Yeah.
And now there's mass demonstrations over there.
Oh yeah, it's time to do the news, folks.
Okay.
Nobody's calling in, so this is it. This is what we're resorting to here. Okay. Jesus.
They're having protests in Chicago too.
Really?
Over Ron Emanuel or whatever.
Oh yeah. That's right, folks. This just in. Charlie Sheen is dead. Charlie Sheen. Oh, wait. Excuse me. This just in. Charlie Sheen not dead, but something's going on with Charlie Sheen. He might be close to death. He might just have OD'd again. He might have been arrested. I don't know. Some shit's going down with Charlie Sheen once again. Google it. Google is your friend. What do you have over there on the news desk, Ken?
Tiger Woods, I guess, has been rumored to be dead as well, although it says it stays in play. So, and a lawsuit as well. And hospital is mentioned. Tiger Woods hospital lawsuit stays in play. Am I here by myself?
So he went to the hospital with severe abdominal pains. Yeah, he OD'd. He fucking OD'd again. All right.
Breastplants.
We're getting close to starting the second hour here. It's Vince in the Bay.
I'm here with Ken Moore. We're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. And I have a caller here with their hand up. This is a 111. Go ahead. You're on the air. You're on the air.
Hello?
The blocked number. Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Peg.
Who?
What, Pegasus, what do you want to talk about?
Oh,
are you playing cards?
Pegasus.
I am playing cards.
See, I'm intuitive, ain't I?
You want to come play?
yeah, let's play, baby.
I'm intuitive. I see Blue Goose is playing cards with you.
Yes, he is.
But he's not there in person, is he?
No, he's not. That's against the rules.
The hell type of rule is that?
The kind where poor Blue Goose is married.
Oh.
He's
well, hey,
been
I'm not married, so let's get it on, sister.
He says he's been in the pussy twice.
Oh, really?
Not mine.
Well, I mean, that's just what he's saying.
Well, hello there, Miss Pegasus. Great to have you on the program. I'm so, oh, it's so much better now that you're here, sister. We can now dim the lights and Ken can shut the fuck up. So
you're
going to
get us in trouble.
I'm going to, I know. I'm just going to dim the lights so we can get comfortable. We're not doing anything wrong. It's just innocent. Okay?
Or
it's just you and I. You're what?
I got nothing to worry about. I'm single.
Oh, me too, sister. can I get you a drink? What are you drinking tonight?
Anything you want me to be drinking.
Oh, hey, how about sex on the beach?
How about a whiskey sour?
Oh, I was talking about how about having some sex on the beach, actually.
Oh, we can have sex on the beach, but I'd like a whiskey sour to
go with
it.
You can have a whiskey sour, too, yeah. Anyway, oh, shit, people. It's 11. It's almost 11. You know what that means? The fucking janitor's here. That's right. The Mexican's here to clean up after our lazy, dirty asses. Hey, Mexican, what's going on, dude?
No, I was just listening.
Oh, right on, homie.
Still on duty.
All right, dude. Just put your hand up when you're ready to come to roll through. I'm gonna keep seducing Pegasus here, while Ken Moore masturbates in the background. So Pegasus, tell me. I have a feeling you're an intuitive reader. Are you not?
How do you get that?
I'm not an intuitive reader, but I do have a sense of intuition about people who might be intuitive people. And so intuitively, I think that you might be an intuitive person. Am I wrong?
No. I can read people like their emotions.
Hey, are you listening to another show in the background there?
No, just you. I can turn it down.
Oh, okay. Because I'm getting some like feedback, and it sounds like is that your computer playing the show in the background?
Is that better?
Yeah, it's way better. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Anyways, so what's on your mind, Pegasus? What brings you to the program tonight?
Actually, I felt sorry for you because no one was calling in.
Oh, so you called me out of pity?
No, not really. I just couldn't get chat going in the
lobby.
Feel sorry
for
you?
That's fine.
Chat.
Well, I don't think I've ever heard your voice before. Have you called in?
You have, and you've hung up on me.
No, really?
Really.
Well, when was that?
A couple days ago.
Really? Wow, that's terrible. Why did I do that? What, did you say something mean to me?
No, I think that there was just a lot going on.
Oh, so I maybe, like, hung up on you inadvertently or something? Like, I thought you were somebody else or something?
Maybe.
That's got to be it, because I mean, you sound cool. I don't know why I would hang up on you. It must have been, because sometimes in a frenzy, like, I'll get trolled really hard, and there'll be, like, three or four trolls on at once. And, like, I'll dump a ball at the same time, and then, like, a minute or two later, somebody will come back, and it'll be a blocked number, and just like the trolls were, and I'll just assume it's them, and it might be somebody else, and I end up dumping them. It's just sometimes people can get – there is collateral damage here in late-night BTR, and I apologize if you were a victim of that.
Well,
it's nothing personal.
I didn't take it personally. I came back.
Good. I'm glad you came back.
Actually, thank Goose. He's the one that keeps bringing me here.
Who?
Blue Goose.
Bruce?
Blue Goose.
Goose?
Yeah.
Oh, Blue Goose. Oh, yeah. Oh, right on. Cool. Yeah, Blue Goose
run around the internet together.
You guys are internet boyfriend and girlfriend?
Good God, no.
Oh.
He's just my friend.
Oh, okay. I'm not, yeah, no judgments. I mean, I don't care if you guys are messing around, cybering,
no,
sexting,
he's
or
married.
Whatever they call it.
Never...
It doesn't matter. I don't. Okay, good. Because
he's
I'm into
married,
that.
And I would never hurt
wanted,
that.
I would totally be into doing that if you're available. We could even do it on my show. I mean, I've actually wanted to.
Not so much
show.
Into voyeurism, but thanks.
No. No, you don't have you don't have to watch or listen. You can actually participate. It's sorry. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Just forget it. I was moving on. Where are you calling from? Do you mind asking what part of the country? I assume you're in the United States.
Nebraska.
Oh wow, you're right smack dab in the middle. You know, Nebraska,
yeah.
What is it? Oh, what? I forget the name of the train station, but the biggest rail yard in the entire country is in Nebraska.
Burlington Northern South Pacific?
Something like that, dude. It's like the biggest switching station on the entire planet is in Nebraska.
Oh, I don't know. I don't do trains. They already ran over one of my houses.
Dude, the train down the street was barking like a motherfucker. Could you hear it? Were you listening? Could you hear it?
I told you to move. It's time for you to move.
Yeah, I am moving, actually. That's funny that you say that. I'm moving to San Francisco for a little while.
Not near train stations, though, right?
I will have access to a train station, but not a noisy one like that, right by my house.
Ah. I lived 57 feet from railroad tracks.
You counted?
It was the legal limit.
No. Very well, then.
Yeah, I don't do trains. They're mean. Cool to stand outside on your
train.
Back porch at 4 o'clock in the morning, though, and wave at the conductors and the engineer when they go by.
Excuse me?
Said it's fun to stand on your back porch drinking your coffee in your pajamas and wave at the engineer and conductor as they go by.
Ooh, and what sort of pajamas are you wearing exactly?
Right now, I'm not wearing pajamas.
Oh, what are you wearing?
A pair of blue jeans and a tank top.
Oh, yeah. That's how I like it, baby. Mm. Oh yeah.
That's
so hot. Yeah. Hey, let me turn down the lights here. We'll spark up the fire. I'm going to see if I can't get some incense to burn, and we'll just relax here, you and I, and forget about the outside world and just concentrate on each other. And you want to release any tension? Is your neck loose? Do you want me to massage your back or something?
Go for it. Don't touch the phone.
All right, yeah. Just loosen up. Let me work your neck in here a little bit. Oh, yeah. Don't be shy. Come on. Are you ticklish? Are you ticklish?
Yes.
You are. I knew you would. Wow, you're such a naughty girl. See what you do to me? See what you do to me? I'm really embarrassed, folks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you had to witness that. If you want to join me here with my good friend Pegasus 031475, who is, like I was noting earlier, I think you're my favorite of the Pegasus 031470 series.
Oh.
Out of all those guys, 75 is easily my favorite.
And why is that?
Because you're sexier than all of them, and also you are female.
How am I sexier than all of them?
I was looking at your picture compared to the other Pegasus picture, 031470's people's pictures, and you definitely have the sexiest picture, and you have the sexiest voice of all of them. So therefore, I'm deducting by my powers of reasoning that you do not exist. What?
That I don't exist?
No, I just clicked on your BTR profile. Oh, I hate that, dude. Does this happen to you? Oh, you're friends with Carmen Sandiego. I love her. She's awesome. You're also friends with Calpo. He thinks I'm like 12 different people on BTR right now.
I'm not. The only person I actually know is Goose. The other people found me.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you found me.
Me too.
I'm going to make you my friend. Here on, or make you my friend. I'm going to add you as my friend on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good times. So, what kind of music do you like?
Everything.
Everything?
Everything but rap.
You say everything.
But rap.
That's funny because I have a rap song called Everything.
Really?
Yeah. I wonder if you like it.
You'll have to send it to me.
All right. Here, I'm going to send it to you right now. Here it is.
Then it was just about time for the part of the close when the hinges went to flying off the motherfucking door.
Time served should be the six-pin. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pinned.
Every time I spit, I'm finna rip. Every cancer is a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kind of black. Every rooster got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate want commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we're taking everything.
Everybody put your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit.
Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit.
Every Mac want a Cadillac. Every Mark want a Triller back. Every Knox want to hit a crack. In the park or a Pontiac. Every citizen is getting rent. Every roach is a resident. Every truth ain't evident. Every state story president. Every upwise a consequence. Every time it be something sweet. Every banker is a fucking thief. Everybody better holler with me. Every fiend need a $1.50. Every crime that I did was petty. Every criminal is rich already. Every landlord got a complex. Every single is a bomb threat. Every teller may hate my verse. Everybody, they gon' get it first. Every broke motherfucker been a former gang. And when we come, we're taking everything.
Everybody put your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party.
Talk your shit, baby.
So that was everything. What did you think of that?
It was a little hard to keep up with.
Oh.
But that's okay. Because my opinion doesn't always matter.
Or maybe you're just really slow.
That could be it, too.
No. All right. I have my compadre, my comrade in arms here on Late Night Blog Talk Radio, Moxie with me. Hey, Moxie.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Nothing. We're just hanging out here. Pegasus is with me. She felt pity on me and decided to grace me with her presence. And I'm trying to seduce her as best I can, but she's playing hard to get.
Uh-oh. That's not cool. So she's a tease. That's what you're saying, huh?
Yeah, she's totally teasing me.
Oh, I don't know what to say. Vince in the bay.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Thank you, Ghost. That's so nice. Is Ghost on the line?
Yeah, Ghost is with us tonight. He's sitting in.
Okay.
All I'm trying to do is get, you know, put a broadcast out there for people to learn from so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold,
right.
I've got you know, Bill Wagner crew, you know, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill?
Damn. Ghost. Come on, simmer down now.
That's where Ghost... Yeah, so that's where Ghost is at.
That's a lot of anger.
No. Have you ever heard Ghost?
I'm very, very new to this show. I've only been around a week.
Oh, Ghost has his own show.
Stick around. Stick around. It's gonna get really good. I have intuitive knowledge that one of our good friends is gonna show up in a second. Somebody that No, I did not. No, I did not.
These people are idiots.
Yeah. So if you want to join me here, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. Kicking it here with my homegirls, Moxie and Pegasus, 031-475.
You can really call me Peg. It's okay.
Peg. A.K.A. Peg. If you want to join myself and my lady friends here, the number's 347-826-7667. You just need to press the number 1. And that will raise your hand, and I'll know to put you on the air. Once again, 347-826-7667 is the number, and the number 1 once you get into the queue. And we have somebody that put 2 and 2 together and is raising their hand now. Let's go to the line, and I believe this is Cletus.
Going on, man?
Not too much, Jim Cletus.
Bob.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. Just seeing what's going on with you, man. How's Ghost doing?
What's that?
How's Ghost doing?
I think he might have blown a gasket, dude. He didn't do a show today.
Damn. I missed all that financial advice. I don't know what I'm going to do. Anyway, what else?
So before I blow a goddamn head gasket... And before I start throwing this damn desk chair outside my office window here to start causing a ruckus.
Yeah, you get the point.
Dude, I get the point, man. Well, what else going on today?
Well, I listened to Debbie Daly's show. Debbie Daly and the Sheriff, as he's known now over there, a.k.a. Nature Boy Ric Flair, they're all chummy over there. I hung out in their chat room and chit-chatted it up, and it's really pathetic what he's done over there. But whatever, it's so pathetic. It's actually quite entertaining.
I have a question.
I think he works. Yeah.
Is it true that today is Debbie's birthday?
I have no idea, but you know what? You know what you're doing right now, Moxie?
Hatred, Greg.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that reminds me. I had a sit down with Patriot Greg on my show during the day today, and he came in and he was. I don't know if you guys heard the intro I did with him. But he didn't like the way I chopped it up. He didn't like the way I edited it, and I took some of his criticism into consideration. And if you listen to the episode, did you hear it?
I hate to say it. That first one was good. That one you done yesterday or whatever. It was good.
All right. Well, you heard the first one, all right? He didn't like it.
Right.
He thought I was desecrating the Lord's Prayer, and I heard him out. I was like, okay. I thought about it, and so I was like, all right, maybe I'll do a re-edit. This time I won't intercut people talking in between the Lord's Prayer. I'll just let the Lord's Prayer stand on its own, and then I'll just have the montage after. And I think it works just as well. You know, here, I'll let you decide. Here's the new version. You heard the old version. If you're a virgin to the new version, here it is.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We on the network?
We're on the network. Cletus.
What's going on?
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was major.
Fucking intense.
Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Hey, Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on the show.
Jesus Christ. Turn them off! These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch the Bay. He is not gay.
You stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vincent the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah, right me.
Vince is a slug troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. That's the new Patriot Greg inspired re-edit.
Yeah, this sounds good. I guess this is...
Yeah, it's the same effect.
I'd back off of it.
It was funny. Yeah, I didn't want to. That was the last thing I wanted to do, was to offend anybody, you know, of any faith or any other denomination or non-denomination. It was just meant to be funny, and he was basically like, you know, like I think he's like, you're not. He's like, I'm not offended that you use my voice. I'm not offended that you, you know, of anything. He's like, it's just I think you desecrated the prayer by intersplicing other people into it. And I was like, all right, well, and I was kind of, and I don't know, you just listen to the episode today, Vince is not gay show, which, by the way, it's true, I'm not gay. Sorry, kids. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Cletus.
I'm not either. We're in the same boat, man.
Oh, we're on the same team.
Well,
I never understood that. I always thought like teammates mean that we like the same thing, we're going for the same thing, right? Not necessarily teammates shouldn't be like, I don't know. I never got that analogy. I never liked it. Where's the problem with it?
Right.
Patriot Greg.
Well, what's going
so
on
anyways,
tonight?
Yeah, what's up, sister? Tell us, give us the lowdown on the hoedown.
In a southern accent.
In a southern accent, yeah. Basically, what we're seeing here, Mox, is could you just talk to us dirty in a southern accent for about 10 minutes?
Oh, do you want my Bass Debbie Daly or my Bass Nell?
Whatever, Nell, whatever you want to call it, just do it.
I don't know if I can do that. Vic, are we on the network? What about Vince?
We're on the network.
I don't think I'm as null as the Jew thinks I am. That's bullshit. Total nonsense. Total and complete nonsense. So, Cletus, what happened to Jim Bob?
Well, name's Cletus Jim Bob.
All right.
You know,
Meryl Roll. Anyway.
Pharaoh.
Mm-hmm. So what's this about Ghost being a Mason? I'm curious about this.
I don't know. I heard nothing about
it. He's on the inside. That's why he's doing this Wall Street show now. He's on the inside now. He cashed in his chips. He's roped up in that game now. I got to go to the phones here. I got a caller on the 111.
I hope it's Justin Bieber.
It's not Justin Bieber. 111. You're back. I think.
Hey Vince. This is Blue Goose. Man, you got my rook partner just drooling and all upset, and she cost us a game. I didn't know what she was holding, and the clock ran out on us. I appreciate that, buddy.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but you're welcome. Moving on. Hey, Moxie, the Humor Institute, big show on Sunday. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing. We have all of the greatest third world country, intuitives that are going to be on the panel. We're taking your questions, your calls, the whole 2 hours. It will be me, and I have two co-hosts, tri-hosts. I don't know how that works. But Vince in the Bay, right, I believe. Phil, yes, I hope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was going to be on Thursday, but it's on Sunday. I can totally do Sunday for sure.
Yeah, it's Sunday. And then also our original executive producer, Randy Sexer, will be returning. He will be on the air, and he will be manning the boards. And as you all know, he is the original executive prod from hell. So,
and I will be manning the broads.
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Well, Randy Sexer finally has a girlfriend, so he will not
exactly.
be.
Exactly. So I will be manning all the broads.
So how many intuitives are going to be on there?
Well, right now,
hopefully none.
Well, no. Okay, you know who.
Well, Cleo will be there. Debbie will be there. At least I don't know who else.
The most famous, Bill Wagner. The Jew said he'll be there. Oh, you didn't know this? We're gonna have a lot of great callers. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Huge.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be major.
That sounds awesome.
Yep.
So I can give some advice about the lobotomy.
They're all idiots.
So I can't wait to be there with all the folks on Sunday night. That's the Humor Institute. I'll be there. Moxie's there. Actually, tomorrow night I'm gonna not be able to be on the air, and I think Moxie is going to be filling in for me on this program tomorrow.
Yep.
So check that out tomorrow night, Disorderly Conduct, Friday night, special guest host. My last Friday night special guest host was the One Angry Jew. This time it's Moxie. So check that out tomorrow night, same time, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern. I'm not going to be able to be on air, but I'll be on the switchboard and Moxie will be hosting. And, hell, Cletus, you should call in, man, and work your magic.
What magic is that?
Exactly. See how he does that? He's so slick.
Oh, my God.
I thought she didn't like to talk to me.
Are you kidding me, dude? Is Debbie here? Debbie, talk to Cletus.
When I called in or not, she went, oh, gosh. When you said it was me, she went, oh, gosh.
Cletus?
Yes?
It's Debbie Daly here.
Debbie?
What's going on?
Vance?
Debbie?
Where's Cletus?
He's here.
Cletus, my heart is so intuitive, all right? And I am...
Hello?
Who was that, Vance?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Oh, all right. I don't know you, Larry O'Donnell, but anyway.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, what?
What?
You said your heart was into it. What's that mean?
I was just telling you about my heart. Because people talk all kinds of nonsense about me here on BTR. I have a network. Hey, Vic, are we on the network? We're on the network. All right. So people say all kinds of horrible things about me, and I'm just Debbie Daly. I have a good heart, and I have an intuitive heart. All right, and that's all you need to know about me, Cletus.
All right. It's good. It's good.
Thank you. Very nice.
You need an EKG on your heart or what?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, what else is up tonight?
Well, I don't know. I just joined, and I don't like that Moxie chick, so.
Yeah, she's bad. She is bad.
Terrible bad. Woman. Terrible.
Bad.
And Vance.
Oh, speaking of which, what's going on with the Debbie Daly crew? I haven't heard any rumblings about the Debbie Daly crew lately.
Patriot Greg.
Who's Patriot Gregging? Am I Patriot Gregging? Who's doing it? Cletus?
Might be me. I don't know.
All right. I don't know. There's a, yeah, the Debbie Daly crew has not surfaced. No one's
waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. Like, I haven't checked. I've checked the site. It looks the same. It hasn't changed.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are your plans now? Have you changed your game plan? What's going on?
You know, I am LOC for life, bro.
I don't understand. Why is it DebbieDailyCrew.co.cc?
I don't know. What? I have nothing to do with it. I'm not even going to play with you on that.
Made,
that's not.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to do it. Are you kidding? Okay. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Because if I was going to start a crew, I'm going to go and put. Oh, no. No, I'm not even going there. It's ridiculous.
Fine. We're not going to go there then. Yeah, you know what? We shouldn't be going there as much as we have in the past. And, yeah. And we won't. That's right. I'm just going to sit here and touch myself. And you can watch or not. I'll be right back.
I'm not afraid to
Oh, wow. Feels good to touch myself.
Wait, that means you stopped at some point?
No, I said it feels good to touch myself.
I know, but you always are. That's all I'm, you know, just my point.
I'm just commenting. I'm doing, giving you like play-by-play.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think we hear it now. So, do we have any new callers by chance?
No, we don't. I'm trying to get Pegasus on the line again, but
okay.
I don't know.
Peg lost her phone, so
Peg. Yeah, I think you scared away Peg. You came on and then she just like skedaddled.
I know, because she knows that I lead up the LOC, and I think she felt
No. I think she was kind of creeped out by me and was looking for the first possible exit she could take.
What do you do, Vance? Vance in the Bay, why? Why do you hit on these poor girls?
So I was listening to Debbie's show today, and she was trying to basically give me some intuitive advice.
Was she flipping out? Or no, it was a normal Debbie show.
No. Nature Boy was like ripping on me. But Debbie was trying to give me some advice, saying that I surround myself with very untalented people. And I think that's funny coming from somebody who's got the Nature Boy as her co-host. The guy that used to troll my show and everybody hated has defected and gone and become her co-host.
Yeah,
and she's complaining about who I'm surrounding myself with.
She was complaining to me earlier on Skype about who I've surrounded myself with. So I think she's playing
all
of us.
You guys have a Skype relationship, huh?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's serious.
You know it.
You people on your Skype. You don't Skype. You never Skype me.
I have you on one of my Skype accounts. I've got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, why don't you Skype me one of these days? I haven't been Skyped in a long time.
Well.
Hello?
There's someone else who hasn't been Skyped in a long time.
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
That's not true, Larry. So, yeah, I don't know. She was giving me the same stuff.
Oh, my God.
Larry, simmer down now. Vince in the Bay.
Debbie.
I think you're surrounding yourself with non-talented people, all right? I talked to Oro. Oro agrees. And Jake. And Nature Boy.
Debbie.
Vance.
Oh, my God, Debbie.
Vance in the Bay.
Is that you?
We're on the network.
Oh, it's so hot.
Vance in the Bay.
Give it to me, Debbie. Debbie, I want it now. Debbie,
Vince in the Bay.
Debbie.
Vince in the Bay.
Debbie.
Vance, do you think about me or not? Be honest, because I'm psychic. I'll know anyway, babe. Alright? Sweetheart, sugar cake.
Copy my mind. I can't keep off my mind.
I mean,
I can't do it.
Alright, so Vance in the Bay, you think about me all the time.
Debbie. God, Vince. Debbie.
Vince, you need to stop thinking about me. Start thinking.
We just do it.
No, Vance. Vance.
Abby?
Vance.
Why don't you just cut her off? She's out of control. Why do you let her do that?
Smoking a bowl.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. There you go. I don't know. You and Debbie, I think if she ever does split with her husband, that you guys would be a match made in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pegasus, please join me now.
Yeah, please save us.
347-826-7667. Debbie's taking over our show. It's insanity.
You could hang up on her. Did she hack your switchboard? You know, her and her Debbie Daly crew.
Oh, yeah, the DebbieDalyCrew.com or .cc.gov.
.org.
.unlb.
Okay, Peg says you have to beg for her. Do it. Come on. You can do this.
Oh, hang on a second. Oh, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. All right, let's do this. Peg, I know it's hard for a lot of men to get these things off their chest, but I feel comfortable talking to you, and, well, the show would be... It actually hasn't been the same since you left. You left about, I don't know, like 5 minutes ago. And I can't stop thinking of you, thinking about you. I can't get you off my mind. I need you to call in now. So I
Vance,
can,
what about May? Just...
Shut the fuck up, Debbie. I'm trying to branch out and meet new people. And I like Peg. I want her to call back in. I don't care what you say, Debbie. All right. The number's 347-826-7667. That's the number, Peg. Do it now. 347-826-7667. Step it up, yo. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
immune to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
You're listening to Disorderly Conduct, if I'm unmuted.
You're totally unmuted.
All right.
You're all unmuted. We're all unmuted. Peg's back. Hey, Peg.
Hey, baby. Did you miss me?
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy you're back. I can't believe you came back to me. Thought you were gone forever.
Oh,
I felt like forever.
I had to let my phone charge.
Oh, yeah. I got something charged up for you too, honey.
Do tell.
Yeah, I have a pocket
rocket. Patriot Greg.
Borrow.
A Patriot Greg.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, I said, do you have a Patriot Greg for her?
Patriot Greg.
How about now? Do I sound okay now?
No, I wasn't saying that you were Patriot Gregging. I said that you had your Patriot Greg all charged up for Peg.
Oh, are we using the term Patriot Greg like for lots of things now?
It's our safe word for lots of things now.
Oh, well, I have a huge
Patriot Greg.
It's enormous.
I was the one who suggested it be Old Rooter, but then Old Rooter called in and ruined it. So then we went to Patriot Greg. That would have been a better safe word for what you have charged up for Peg. I'm just saying.
Got it. All right. So, Peg, what's on your mind? What pulled you back into the show? Yeah, what about me, though? What did I say? What did I do?
You begged for me.
Oh, did I?
Mm-hmm.
Is that me? Oh. Wow.
I like beg.
Thanks.
Everybody is...
Here, wait, I'm going to put Vince on mute. Let me talk to Peg for a minute. Vince, let me just mute you and... make sure you can't
Patriot
hear
Patriot Greg.
All right, well, I'm not going to talk then if I'm Patriot Gregging.
You're not Patriot Gregging anymore. You're better. Okay, you're going to mute me? All right, I'm muted.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk with Peg. So he can't hear us now?
Yeah. Okay.
No. Hold on, wait. Let me cut out his audio. So are you interested in Vince?
I think work Vince is pretty interested in me.
Well, maybe, but, you know, what I want to do is kind of help broker a deal so that you guys could, maybe work something out.
And what does he look like?
He's about 6'6", and he's, sort of medium build. And brown hair, brown eyes, and very talented, obviously.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's make some magic between you and Vince. Come on. Here, wait. I'm going to unmute him. Hold on a second. And then bring back his audio.
I can't wait to find out what she says about me.
All right, wait.
I can't wait. She's talking up. Moxie's like my only, and I don't know. Hello? Hi, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Hello?
Yeah, you're back on.
Hello?
Yeah. You're back on.
Is this on? Oh, hey. Sorry.
I put him in the isolation chamber. He couldn't hear or speak, so. Anyway,
Yes, Queen Moxie, what is thy bidding?
Let's not drive him nuts anymore. That was too hard on him.
What? Yeah, it was a little
Ladies, please, there's plenty of me to go around tonight. Just relax.
I don't intend to share.
Yeah, we were fighting over you, Vince.
Oh,
and
really?
Debbie, too. And Debbie,
winning.
Too.
Can I get that on tape? I want to film that.
Yeah, it's not going to be in the podcast.
Some time later.
It won't be in the podcast, okay? Because the way I worked it, yeah.
We'll save that for the Insider Extreme Cam.
Yes. Have you told people how to subscribe to the Insider Extreme Cam?
Yeah, no. They go to... Hey, Peg, I have a question for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Do you have Uma hands?
Do I have what?
Uma hands? I don't know what that means. Uma hands, like Uma Thurman, I guess from that movie, she's got really long hands.
No, I have little kid hands.
Little kid hands, like abnormally small hands?
Like the baby hands on Saturday Night Live, where they do that.
Yeah.
They're not abnormally
That's
small,
disturbing.
But I don't wear jewelry.
Like
they
T-Rex
like
arms?
To a 15-year-old.
Do you have T-Rex arms, too? Like the...
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just checking. I think Vince is touching himself again.
I am. I'm touching myself. Feverishly over here.
Ooh.
But just hearing both of you ladies go at it, it's getting me quite aroused.
I think what he's doing is typing.
Set the mood here. Let me turn down the lights again. Ladies, you just go ahead and lay back on the couch. It's fine. There's plenty of room. Stretch out. Take your shoes off.
Peg, we're going to have a cat fight over Vince.
Yeah, in the mud wrestling ring I have over here. I want you guys to strip down naked.
Look, I
and,
just lost the love
the
of my...
We could do the Jell-O chamber, too. That's fine. Whatever, however you want it.
I prefer chocolate pudding, but...
Ew, chocolate's gross.
Kidding. All right. I don't know. How are we going to do this? Who wins? I just lost the love of my life, Peg.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry.
So,
I
don't know.
I'll give you back if you're nice.
All right. So, if I give you Vince, you get the love of my life back?
Maybe.
All right. I think we've brokered a deal. Vince, you can come back now.
All right, I'm back. What's up? Well, what do we decide?
Peg gets you, but she's going to help me get the love of my life back. I hope she's intuitive.
Yeah. You know what? Who is intuitively a bad texter is me. I'm very bad at texting.
You are.
Why are
you? Well, I don't know where to put the right the dash and the number. Yeah, never mind. It's a long story.
Uh-oh.
But hey, we got to wrap things up here in a second. Show's almost done. Wow, that was 2 hours.
I was having so much fun.
I know. We could keep going. Don't worry, sister. You stay right there. Don't go anywhere. All right.
Are we going into the after hours?
We could do it. We could go just for Peg. We're going to do a little overtime.
Great,
if anybody wants to join me.
Hey, Chet, Greg.
Okay, my bad. All right. This is the Bay. Gonna sign off here.
fuck is... Are you guys laughing? What the hell?
A little bit.
All right,
I'm laughing at the chat, not you, hon.
Oh, I'm not even looking at the chat. Sorry. Hey, people, if you guys want to join us, my ladies and I are going to extend out a little bit longer here. We're gonna go into the OT for a little bit and hang out with Peg and Mock, and I think maybe even Cletus will join us. If anybody else wants to hop on the party train, you got about 30 seconds to call in 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. We're hanging out. If you want to join us, do it now. 347-826-7667. Those of you who are not, thank you for tuning in. Check me out tomorrow night. No, do not check me out tomorrow night. Check out Moxie tomorrow night. She's going to be guest hosting Disorderly Conduct, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Until then, I'm Vincent Bay. Signing off for now. Catch me in the archives or in overtime right now. Overtime starts right now. I'm going to take a quick little break and be back with the ladies here on your overtime edition of Thursday Night Mega Show, Disorderly Conduct, Blah, People, Blue. All right. Be right back. Thank you.
Ha 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 ha.
watching Piers Morgan right now.
Yeah, what's up with him? He's the British guy who claims to understand America, right?
He's got the two cute Kardashian sisters on.
Which is not cute.
The big one.
Okay. You're unbelievable.
I like the big one. I would totally do the big one. Don't get me wrong.
But she's not cute. But she's not cute.
But the cutest one is, I don't even think, Kim is just like abnormally weird looking. She looks like an alien. I like the other one, Chloe. No, not Chloe. What's not Kim, not Chloe. What's the other one?
I don't know.
Courtney. Yeah. She's cute. I like her. She looks innocent and cute. She's probably a bitch, but whatever. What I'm tripping out on is Piers Morgan's set. Who the fuck picked that design? It looks like it's just, what is that? And yeah, I don't like it. I'm sorry. And I kind of like, that's, I kind of miss the Larry King set, the little, what do they call those little things in the background?
Those little polka dots?
Yeah, but it's like light bright. He was like the globe, but all in light bright in the background.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Of course, yeah. Well, they have to change it up. It's not Larry anymore.
Yeah, this looks very like, I don't know. It just looks like a set of Susie Orman or something. It looks kind of gay. But he's gay though, right? So I guess.
I don't think he is actually. But I heard
not?
You were.
No, I'm not. God. Why do you think I'm trying to throw
Debbie
myself?
Debbie told me that you were.
Peg?
I don't like Debbie.
What's your problem with Debbie? What's wrong with Debbie?
Nice lady.
It wasn't to me.
Hello?
She wasn't nice to me.
Are you kidding?
What did she do to you?
She hung up on me and then called me a fraud.
Are you intuitive?
I'd like to say no.
Okay. I don't have a problem with her. I've known her, you know, through BTR, whatever that means.
I don't
about
go around
a year.
Telling people, this is what I see in your future. No, but if I am talking to somebody online or if I'm on the phone with somebody and they don't have to tell me how they feel, but I can feel it usually. And it creeps them out when I say something, so I never say anything. Well, I barely got into this conversation with Debbie, and she says, well, she took over the whole show, blah, 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 and I think she just felt that I was more than her.
Oh, jeez.
And she hung up on me. She had a guest speaker and everything, and he slammed me.
Ugh. All right.
Hey, no big
now,
thing.
Now I don't like Debbie, but only because of the way she treated you.
Hey, it's no big thing. I don't have to have everybody in the world like me.
No, no, that's right. And you can do your own show for 30 minutes, right?
Yeah, I'm not doing my own show.
BTR.
We'll let them have their thing. I'll just call
hey,
and tell
Peg,
them.
Hey, you're always welcome on my show anytime. You're fun. I think you're cool. I don't care what Debbie Daly said.
Well, thank you.
Oh,
Goose
my
stuff
God.
Me. Oh, which reminds me, we have to take a quick 5-second break here for our station affiliates to identify themselves right now. So we're going to pause and take a quick 5-second break here.
We're on the network.
And we're back. I'm back here with Moxie and Peg, and we have one person listening in on the 318 area code. You're welcome to join the conversation at any point. Area code 318, if you want to raise your hand, press 1 and I'll unmute you. Thank you. Wow, this is kind of weird.
they're having the Kardashian sisters go down and like pose next to like effigies of themselves. It's kind of creepy. It's like cardboard cutouts of them, and they're like posing by them.
Well, that is
what
creepy.
Is this proving? This Piers Morgan is a creepazoid, dude. What is he doing?
He's proving that they're nothing more than cardboard cutouts of themselves.
Wow. He's exposing them for what they are. Oh, she's saying that one of her boobs is bigger than the other? What the hell are they talking about?
I don't know.
I love hookers. I love hookers.
Oh, we weren't going to talk about... Never mind.
He's talking to them right now about their tits. Piers Morgan right now is talking to them about their tits. This is amazing television. I can't believe this. This is what it's come to, ladies and gentlemen. CNN right now has the Kardashian sisters standing side by side next to cardboard cutouts of themselves, talking to Piers Morgan about their breasts. And they're 100% real. Yeah, that's right, Courtney. I know they are.
How would you know that?
This is what it's come down to. Well, no, they're talking about it right now. They're admitting it on TV.
Oh.
On the Piers Morgan show. And I don't know what I don't know what you're talking about. My gaydar is blasting on that guy.
I just stopped in at the Bill Wagner chat room.
Oh yeah, what's going on
and you
over
know,
there?
Well, I guess the show is over.
Uh-huh.
I guess he only did an hour. Yeah, it was 1 hour. Ken
okay.
Moore was over there cheating on you, and also Patriot Greg.
Oh, and the Jew, too. They're all over there. No, they're over there. They're talking. They want to talk politics and stuff. They're not cheating on me. I don't care. I don't need Ken Moore and the Jew over here every day.
Apparently Corey was over there.
Oh, boy. Hey, good for them. They can have a little sausage fest. More power to them. No. Hey, I have no complaints. Everybody have fun doing to others as you do unto yourself, like I'm doing right now. I am pleasuring myself, and I like to pleasure other people. And I say if people aren't getting what they want here, go somewhere else. Why not? Obviously, those guys wanted to talk politics or something or whatever, and yeah, they're over there. That's cool. No worries. I noticed the Jew popped into my chat at the last second.
Yeah.
He missed out. That's fine. I mean, I'm more than happy to kick it here with Mox and Peg and some guy on the 318 who's lurking in the background.
That's right. I'm checking out some other shows. I feel like I'm cheating on you.
Patriot Greg.
That's you, Moxie.
Yes, I figured that out.
Yeah, right.
I am Patriot Greg, by the way.
Oh, is that what they... Oh, yeah, that's right. That was another breaking story today, is apparently just you, Ken Moore, and I do all the voices for pretty much...
Everyone.
Every single guest, every single host you see, and most of the guests... personalities you see on BTR are all done by either myself, Ken Moore, or Moxie.
That's right.
I can tell you anybody. Just name anybody on BTR. I'll tell you who does their voice.
Debbie Daly.
Moxie.
One Angry Jew.
Ken Moore. Vince in the Bay.
Okay. Who's Bill Wagner?
Vince in the Bay.
That's right.
Give me another one. I'm good at these. I'm so good, dude. Anybody. Give
okay.
me any name. I'll tell you. Whether
Lady,
it's Ken,
Lady Slugga.
Moxy.
Oh, come on.
Oh, dude. You don't understand.
That's
Moxie's
totally you.
Good. You sure? All right. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, it's me. Sorry.
All right. How about... Cletus.
Ooh, this is a good one. Ooh. Ooh.
I think it's Vince.
Okay. Who is Peg?
Peg is Moxie.
That's right.
Dude, she's good.
Delicious.
Moxie's so good.
I'm using a laugh track right now so that I can laugh and talk at the same time.
Oh, that's brilliant. First, dude, that's like ventriloquism 101 or whatever. Yeah, continue.
It's nuts. All right, how about, I'm trying to think of people who are in your chat room. I just closed the, oh, wait, okay, who's Patriot Greg? I am.
You're
although
Patriot
you've
Greg?
Done, haven't you done Patriot Greg sometimes? His voice?
I thought that was Kent, but maybe
oh,
it was.
Oh, that's
me.
Kent. Okay. Iconoclast TX.
Ooh, this is a good one. Who is Iconoclast? I think Iconoclast is, that's me. That's Vince.
Okay. You're wrong.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Who's Ghost?
That would be me.
Who's Larry?
Larry, that would be me.
Who does Moxie's voice?
It's Ken.
No, that's you. See, it all rolls back to you.
Oh,
barrel
fuck.
Rolls back
God.
To you. All right. That's it.
That's what those trolls were trolling Ghost with the other day. Barrel roll.
Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
I can't talk about it.
That's right, because you're on the inside. That's
rolls
cool.
One and two, I cannot.
Hello?
Talk about. But, yeah, I think it all goes back to Vince. Vince does everybody's voice, except for Peg's, which I do. But actually, Vince does my voice. Half the time that I'm on the show, I'm not even really here. It's just Vince doing me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who does... Wait.
In fact, that was just me doing you, talking about me doing you.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
I just want to do Peg, though, right now.
All right, well.
Thank you, very nice.
You sound a little distracted, though.
He does. And there's nothing on Blog Talk Radio. I can't imagine what he's...
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, Pinko the Bear.
Is that what's going on right now? Pinko the Bear? Is that what we have to do right now is troll Pinko the Bear?
I think so.
Oh, do we have to?
I'm checking it out. Hold on. Iconoclast is over there.
Iconoclast totally avoided my show today. What the hell? Is he not? Is he taking all this gay stuff personally?
Because
at first, because he wasn't for a while, he seemed like whatever.
I got this really bizarre message from him about, I guess, was that last night? And we weren't even on the air, right? When I said, Vince, I have to go to bail.
We were in the archives. Yeah, I was just like, I was simulcasting somebody else's show.
Yeah, you were simulcasting Icon's show. And so then he's like, are you mad at me? What did I, you know, are you, I'm sorry you were so like, and I don't know what he thought I was offended about because I was multitasking. I wasn't in the chat hardly at all.
Yeah.
And then I left his show's chat room and then I tried to go to sleep because I had taken some, I don't know, melatonin stuff, and it seemed like maybe it was working, which it didn't, but I felt like
yeah,
I just got
that's weird. You know what? That stuff's kind of weird. I wouldn't
mess with that. I tried it once. I tried it a couple of times, and I don't know. I don't trust that stuff.
It didn't help me, but I was feeling slightly tired, so I was like, I'm just bailing, and that's why I was sort of out of there, because I was like, I'm just going to go and try and sleep. And then I got a message from Iconoclast saying, why are you mad, or what did I do, or what did I say? And I was like, I don't know what he's talking about. And then I wrote back and I said, no, I was just, you know, multitasking in the chat room. I wasn't really in there. I'm sorry if I missed something. He goes, that's not what I'm talking about. So I don't know what I did.
Wow.
I know I didn't say anything because I was awfully quiet on the show last night. So it's just, I don't know. I have no idea. And you're right. He avoided your show.
Weird. He was even on, he was on Debbie Daly's show. He didn't even come to my show. And he didn't do his own show, right? He's not doing a show, is he?
I didn't see it tonight. He's over in Pinko's. I just closed the window because I think that's why I Patriot Greg when I start loading different pages or whatever. But I don't care. You know, here's the thing. When somebody, like, every other day is saying, hey, Moxie, are you mad at me? It's all of a sudden it becomes exasperating. Like, I can't do it anymore, and I'm done. Like, if I'm mad, you'll know it. And I'm sorry, but, like, I just, you know, it's like Debbie and you know, and Iconoclast. Like, I don't know what I even did to make him think that. I don't actually get mad at people.
That happens all the time. That happens to me. That happens to me, too. The exact same type of thing happened with Uncle Bobby. Like,
I remember that.
I don't know. So it was like somebody else's show. It wasn't even my show. It wasn't even his show.
And you didn't talk to him in the chat, right?
I went into the chat for like a minute, and like I didn't acknowledge him, I guess. And then I dropped off, and I don't think I acknowledged anybody. And he thought I was ignoring him, and he just like it got to the point where he like called in and thought he's like, "What did I do, man? What's wrong?" And I'm like, "What? What are you talking about, dude?"
I remember that.
Yeah, it was just really weird and awkward, actually.
Yeah,
so what's Pinko talking about? He's talking about Egypt?
Something like that. I left, which I'm sure somebody over there is going to say, why are you mad? You know what? What did I say? I have no time or patience for that kind of hand-holding. I mean, it's just stupid. If I'm mad, I'll write you an email and I'll tell you I am mad. Like, or I'll tell you, you know, like, it's so passive aggressive, these people who just stop, I don't know, stop talking to somebody or have some sort of quibble or beef with someone. And I don't know, it's just stupid. It was time for that kind of crap.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Yeah, see, we both do ghosts from time to time. If one of us is busy,
yeah,
then...
We switch off. We switch, yeah. It's kind of like, who was that guy? The guy that died, Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
He had that Tony Clifton. Like, it was like him and like two or three other guys that traded off doing him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Tony Clifton still makes appearances.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. And neither of us were available to do the ghost show yesterday, so. Did we lose Peg? I think we bored her to tears.
We did. She doesn't know what's going on. So I think I'm going to go to bed. I'm tired.
Oh, bless your heart.
I am going to probably troll over to Pinko, listen to him, and fade into obscurity. I think I'm getting tired. I think it's time to wind it down.
All right.
Time to shut down the BTR show.
I'm going to go watch a movie or something. I don't know.
All right. I'm probably going to masturbate feverishly. And
I don't
know.
There's too much information.
All right.
Much information.
Well, hey, tomorrow night you're going to host this little taco stand.
I am. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so I'll run the board, and you'll just talk. And then,
sounds good.
And yeah, we'll chit-chat on in the chit-chat room.
All right. Sounds good. I'm in.
All right.
All right. Have
cool.
a good night.
Right.
And bye, Peg.
Yeah, sorry, Peg. Sorry we fucking bored you. Later.
Hello.
Oh, and you too. I forgot. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, everybody else, for tuning in. It's a good time tonight, as always, here on Disorderly Conduct, your Thursday night mega show. I have been your audio erotic host once again, and we'll be again soon. Not tomorrow night, though. You heard Moxie will be taking over tomorrow night. I'll be in the chat room running the switchboard, too, though. I just won't be able to talk. And that's because I'm going to have a large cock in my mouth. Hope you'll be there. Talk to you tomorrow. Until then, peace out, yo. Late Gates.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
You're a sign, Dad.
We on the network?
We're on the network.
Go!
Cletus.
What's going on?
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow.
That was
major.
Nor can more.
You should have been more specific.
Hey, Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the Troll Wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on the show.
Jesus Christ. Turn off! These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll in a liar.
Fits the bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the gay or what?
Vincent the bay?
The gay bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the bay.
Yeah,
right, me.
Vince is a slump
troll.
Yahoo.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Merci de nous rappeler.
We're
on the network.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince
in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We have the network.
We're on the network.
Go!
We have the network.
Go!